Tune to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. I'll be here for an hour spinning Soul 45s, as I do every Friday night here on WFMU. So, a special sad show tonight. Last week, after doing my show Friday, I woke up Saturday morning to hear the horrible news that J.J. Barnes, wonderful Detroit soul singer, had died at age 79. And tonight I'm going to do a tribute to J.J. Barnes. All J.J. Barnes records tonight. I'll tell you all about him, too. Born in 1943 in Detroit. Died December 10th. Did a live performance this fall at Detroit A-Go-Go, which is a celebration of Detroit soul performers that's gone on several times annually in the past several years, put together by a wonderful Englishman named Phil Dick. It's kind of an amazing event where hundreds of middle-aged Brits flood the city of Detroit to see their heroes. Some Detroiters go to these shows too. Anyway, JJ performed in late October. He said at the time it would be his last performance, and he was right, sad to say. So let's hear some of his very earliest material. All this recorded in Detroit between 1960 and 1964. Then I'll come back and tell you more about him. Here's J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Just how tight I saw. That's all right.
That's all right.
I like that's all right now. 'cause I like green. Yeah.
I like green.
Yeah.
I like green. I like green.
The blue of the sky is mellow. The evening sunshine says yellow, but that's alright.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, paying tribute tonight to the life of the great departed J.J. Barnes. Died last Saturday. Very sad news. Before I say anything else, I want to direct you to a very informative article about him that came out this fall to coincide with that Detroit Agogo event I mentioned earlier. Weekly publication in Detroit called the Metro Times published a very thoroughly researched article by my friend Adam Stanfell. You can go to the website metrotimes.com and find that. So in that last set, that last one was his very first record. At age 17, he recorded that with a major figure in Detroit music named Don Davis. More on him later. That was called Won't You Let Me Know. Backing group was the Delphys, who would go on to become Martha and the Vandellas. That came out on two labels. My copy's on a label called Rich. Also came out on Cable. Before that, three tracks on a Detroit small label called McKay's. Lonely No More, Color Green, and Get a Hold of Yourself. And one on the Ring label, Poor Unfortunate Me. So JJ, a headliner in Detroit, just entering his prime after the stuff you heard in that last set, but hadn't had a hit yet. Then he signed with a great local label called Rick Tech Records, which was part of a larger company called Golden World, owned by a local businessman named Ed Wingate and his partner Joanne Bratton. So starting in 65, J.J. Barnes released four singles on the Rick Tick label, some highlights of which we're going to hear right now. Here's J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Spend more time watching my girl. Ooh. then you do your own. If I'm black, shame on me, just leave us alone. So if it's about my baby, don't tell me she's breaking the rules. Don't bring me no bad news. Don't bring me bad news. Some of the things you say may be really true. So concerned, it's me and not you. I'm not so easily swayed, loving her as I do. Tell me his name, just keep it to yourself.
Knocking on your door, same old voice to her.
The music of the recently departed J.J. Barnes, giant of Detroit soul music. Those last five tracks all came out on the Rick Tick label between 1965 and 1966. I would say all eight Rick Tick sides that J.J. recorded were killer. But that's all I have time for. So in mid-66, Berry Gordy decided he was going to buy out Golden World Rick Tick. They had a very professional studio that he turned into Motown Studio B, and he included in that deal were the contracts of Edwin Starr and J.J. Barnes. So J.J. got to Motown, hit the ground running in the recording studio, but for semi-mysterious reasons, nothing came out. During what should have been his prime, when he was a big deal in Detroit, no releases. This is a guy who'd been putting out four or so records a year for several years. Then from the summer of 66 through the spring of 67, he had nothing. Several unreleased Motown tracks during that period, but nothing came out. Then he was able to get out of his contract with Motown and fall back into the warm embrace of Mr. Don Davis at Groovesville Records. If you read that Metro Times article by Adam Stanfell at MetroTimes.com, there are a couple interesting anecdotes about his time at Motown. The story goes that Marvin Gaye felt a little threatened because his voice, JJ's voice, was so similar to Marvin's at the time. And Marvin put some pressure on his brother-in-law, Berry Gordy, and they just sat on JJ. So once he got to Groovesville, he had the closest thing to a national hit that he would ever have in his career. He never quite had that magical combination of quality, timing, promotion, distribution, and luck that would have resulted in a huge hit, but this song I'm about to play on Don Davis's Groovesville label reached number 9 on the national R&B charts. Here's J.J. Barnes.
I can't stand it, darling. I can't stand it, baby. your heart. Now I'm so glad you're back again. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome back. Hey, I miss you so. I won't hurt you, girl, like I did before. I must have been crazy, out of my mind, to lose a girl like you, who's so sweet and kind. That's why now I'm gonna get you back. Much misery. I wanna thank the girl for holding on to a dying love and a man so wrong. That's why now that I got you back, I'm never gonna let you go. No. Yeah.
treated you so bad, but you were so sweet, you were so kind. I just can't break the chain back. Oh, don't sweetheart me. Chain of love won't let me be. Your chain of love won't set me free. Mm-hmm. Can't go to sleep at night. In my soul, since I can't go on without you, since I lost your sweet loving, everything is all wrong. But your sweet memory forever live on. Huh.
The music of J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville show. J.J. sadly passed away last Saturday in Detroit. Lifelong Detroiter, except for a period when I think he lived in England, because he was so popular in England with the Northern Soul fans that he spent quite a bit of time there and did a lot of recording there. I'm hoping to squeeze in one record that came out on an English label in the 70s. So in that last set, five tracks that came out between 1967 and 68 on the Groovesville and Revelot labels, local Detroit labels, after he got out of his ill-fated Motown contract. I want to say that J.J. Barnes holds a special position for me in my own fandom and collectordom. When I first started getting into Detroit Soul 45s circa 1986 or so, scouring shops in Detroit, I was finding tons of J.J. Barnes records on all these cool-looking local labels that I had never seen or heard of, because he was so prolific during the 60s, and so many of his records were local hits. Sadly, not national hits, but he became kind of a hero of mine. Got to meet him, got to see him perform a couple times. Great guy, in addition to being a fantastic singer, and he wrote many of his own songs as well. So when Don Davis was eventually signed to Stax Records in Memphis, he brought along some Detroit talent, including J.J. I'm going to play one that came out on Volt, the Stax subsidiary, and it's from 1969. It's called Snowflakes, I think. Here it is. Okay. J.J. Barnes.
From my weeping eyes, sunny days are few since you cut me loose, and without the love you give, I don't want to live. I'm like a snowflake on a very hot fire, and without your love, me couldn't last very long. I'm like a snowflake on a very hot fire, without your love, without your love, couldn't last very long. I was a fool, 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 stay out all night long. Knowing all the time I was doing wrong.
sad. Hurt me twice as bad. Without the love you give.
So this is JJ covering that giant hit for the group Ace. He recorded this in 1977, came out on the Contempo label in England. Before this one, Snowflakes on Volt. So now I want to play a couple of things that'll give us a little hint of what might have been if he had caught on at Motown. A couple unreleased Motown tracks. Here's JJ Barnes, recorded late 1966, Motown Studios. It's called Every Time I See You, I Go Wild.
Wait.
little taste of what might have been some finished Motown tracks recorded by J.J. Barnes in late 1966 that just never came out. But you can find them on these. There's a series of CDs, four volumes, I believe, A Cellar Full of Motown. All four of them are two CD sets of all unreleased Motown tracks. I highly, highly recommend finding those. So you can maybe hear why Marvin Gaye might have felt a little freaked out by Motown's signing J.J. Barnes, because they had very similar singing styles. A story that my friend Adam got out of J.J. for the Metro Times article I mentioned earlier, which you can find on metrotimes.com. It's a Detroit Weekly publication. Fascinating article about the life of J.J. Barnes. Anyway, he says that during this period when J.J. was recording for Motown, nothing was coming out, and he was confused and bewildered and bummed out. He was standing on the porch of the Motown headquarters one day when Marvin Gaye came up behind him, put his arm on his shoulder, and whispered to him, "You're a bad mother effer, J.J., and walked away. And J.J. never knew what to make of that and just wanted out. And luckily, he was able to get out of his Motown contract fairly quickly. Rest in peace, J.J. Barnes. We will miss you. Stay tuned for Burn It Down with Nate Kaye. I'll be back next Friday with more Soul 45s. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Too far. I have a plan. It begins today. Burn it down. Burn it down. Thank you.
best friends yet. I've been to France, so let's just dance. I get all the love I need in a luncheonette, in just one glance, so let's just dance. I can't get the kind of love that I want or that I need, so let's just dance. You come on like it's all natural, darling, but you know, oh, it's really only natural. It's just like all of your leathers, darling, they don't scare me. I know it's really only leatherette. I take it down, I'm gonna wash it down. I scrub you on down in any old laundrette. I can't get the kind of love that I want, so let's just dance and I'll forget.
I'm about